Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nobody in Kansas City has sports like 96.5 The Fan.
Right side throw, touchdown! Kansas City! A 3-yard touchdown pass in overtime! Kansas City wins the game!
Welcome into The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
Back-to-back best sports talk host as voted on in the Pitch magazine.
Live from the Fan Studios, here's CDOT.
Let's do this. Another day, another dollar, another edition of The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Very excited to be here with you guys on this wonderful, wonderful Wednesday. Tomorrow, we are off for the holiday, but we will be back on Friday. I imagine many of you have a very similar situation at your job. Rob is also taking Friday to not be here because, again, I tell you guys, Rob is not committed to this job. Rob just takes days off whenever he feels like it. Oh, I'm tired. Oh, I'm getting married. Oh, my wife needs to go to the doctor. Where's the loyalty to the show? I'm not getting it. I'm not sensing it. Rob thinks that Juneteenth is now just a way for him to steal a 4-day weekend. He's not showing you the level of dedication. He's giving part-time effort but expecting full-time benefits. That's not the way the game works. I will be here because I'm dedicated. I'm true. I live this job. I don't know if that's the case with Rob. We'll discuss this more at length as the show begins, but I'm not happy. In fact, I'm very perturbed at how our team is falling apart right before my very own eyes. I am here. Rob is here. He's already starting to get those. You know when it's Friday and you got a long weekend coming up. Your motivation, your focus isn't where it needs to be. I'm looking at Rob right now, and that's the sense that I'm getting. We have a lot to get into in today's show. The Royals won yesterday and had an offensive explosion. They're hitting home runs. I saw Salvador Perez hit two of them. I saw Bobby Witt Jr. hit a home run yesterday. The Royals put some crooked numbers on the board yesterday. Is that the turnaround and the start of something special with the Royals offense? The Chiefs are winding down their offseason portion. They have practice today. They have practice tomorrow, and that is it. We will not hear from the Chiefs until they get ready to go to St. Joe. Before we talk about Travis Kelce and him addressing the media earlier today, I need you guys to do me a couple of favors. Number one, I need you listening to The Drive each day at 2 o'clock right here on 96.5 The Fan. And number two, I need you to tell one friend. It'd be great if you could tell two friends to check out the show, but you know what? Beggars won't be choosers. If you could simply tell one person to check out the show, you know what? I would greatly appreciate that if it's the case. So, Travis Kelce made the decision to come back. Travis Kelce is coming back. He is going to be on a one-year contract for the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, let's get you guys the financials for Travis Kelce's situation. So, Travis Kelce is under contract for one more season. His base salary this year is $4.5 million. He did a little bit of a restructure. He has a $12.5 million roster bonus. I think we all assume that he is going to be on the roster, so go ahead and count that as a positive. He has also showed up to the workout portion. That's an extra $250,000. Certainly nothing wrong with picking up an extra quarter of $1 million. Travis Kelce this year is set to make around $19 million playing for the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, I'm not even sure if that's his number one job anymore. He certainly has his hands in a lot of pots. He is the host of one of the most successful podcasts in America. So this seems like a really good time to be Travis Kelce. But all of the news that we are hearing surrounding Travis Kelce has been very, very positive. The tone has been that Travis Kelce has dedicated himself, that he's coming in very focused, that you are potentially going to see the best version of Travis Kelce that you have seen in quite some time. And that's a very encouraging thing to hear. Travis Kelce met with the media earlier today to talk about the decision to come back and play for the Chiefs.
I really thought about it that much. You know, my friends and family and the team and, you know, the guys and women in this building, I love coming into work every single day. It wasn't a very tough one for me. I know, you know, I'm getting older, but at the same time, I still feel like I got a lot that I can prove in this league. And with that being said, man, it really wasn't that hard of a decision for me.
Travis, I understand what you're saying, but there's nothing else you need to prove in this league. If you want to come back and just play football, great. Fine. You're a first ballot Hall of Famer. Many people consider you to be the greatest tight end of all time. You've been an all pro. You're a first ballot Hall of Famer. You're not a guy that we're going to question, oh, is he going to get in? No. The moment you are up on the ballot, you should get 100% of the votes. There's nothing else left for you to prove. But if you want to keep playing football, I think the Chiefs and I think Kansas City is very happy to have you back. Travis Kelce was also asked, what is the plan for after this season? Travis Kelce is only on a one-year contract. At the end of this season, he will become an unrestricted free agent. Now, I don't think that Travis Kelce is going to play for another organization. I think he'll be like his brother a lot in that sense. I don't think you have to worry about the Emmitt Smith Arizona Cardinals year. I don't think you have to worry about the Patrick Ewing year when he went to go play for the Orlando Magic. I don't think you have to worry about that with Travis Kelce, but it's a valid question. What is your plan for after this season?
I got 1 year on this contract. I know that. And we'll try and figure out something for next year. The Chiefs organization knows how much I love them. I can't see myself ever playing anywhere else. So we'll deal with that down the road when the time is right. But right now I'm focused on winning the championship this year.
I would advise you to fully enjoy this final season of Travis Kelce. I believe it is going to be pretty clear based on his tone, his body language, and the body language of the people around him as the season comes to a close, whenever that may be, wherever that may be, that this is going to be the last season of Travis Kelce. I really do think it's going to mirror what his brother did. And I think we know enough about Travis Kelce. He's not really someone who's really good at hiding emotion. I think it will be very clear whenever the season is coming to a close. Based on his reaction, he knows that it's over. If you remember his brother, when he is walking down the aisle, hallway, the corridor, it is very clear, is apparent by his emotions, that he is sort of soaking it all in because he knows this is the last time that he is going to put on that Eagles uniform. This is the last time that he's going to play in the National Football League. I believe that it is going to be a very similar sight with Travis Kelce. I'm not here to scare you, and I'm not here to make you overly think about the end. But when you're 35 years old and you have openly started to flirt with the idea of retirement, I don't think Travis Kelce has 3-4 more seasons left in a Chiefs uniform. I think he has one. So go out to Arrowhead, wear your signs. If he's doing a charity event, make sure to go. I'm not sure how much Travis will be around after this season. I'm sure he'll pop back from time to time, but it's certainly not going to be how it was when he was playing for the team. I do believe that this is Travis Kelce's last season playing for the Kansas City Chiefs, but who knows what can happen? Maybe Kelce goes out there. He wants to come back. He's willing to sign another one-year contract. Who knows? Crazier things have happened in the league, but at this stage of his career, at this level of his productivity, and the fact that he has had these off seasons of kind of self-reflection, I do think we are close to the end of Travis Kelce's time playing in the National Football League. Last cut that I want to play for you guys, Kelce was asked what are his goals for the season. I'm going to guess they include winning a championship.
To be the best, yeah, to be the best teammate, be the best leader I can. Last year, I think I failed, especially in that last game, in being a leader and being the one that could step up and make plays. So just setting the bar even higher for myself this year than I have in the past.
Other than winning another championship, what would make this season a success for you?
That's the only way I determine whether it's a success or not, man. It's just kind of how I'm wired now. Earlier on in my career, I would set those goals for myself, and I just think it's just more of a genuine feel and the right mentality. Just go out there and try and make every play for my team, whether it's receiving or blocking or doing whatever I need to do.
That was Travis Kelce as he met with the media earlier today to address what I believe is to be his final season in a Chiefs uniform. I am excited about it from this perspective. I think that they are going to use Travis Kelce more in line with what I think he is at this stage in his career. Last year, Travis Kelce got 133 targets. To give you a comparison, that's as many targets last year as Brian Thomas Jr. got. He was a rookie last year. We're talking about a 21, 22-year-old. A 35-year-old got those amount of targets last season. I know you guys think that I think that Travis Kelce is washed and can't help this team and that he's cooked. I don't think that about Kelce. I don't think he is what he was two, three seasons ago, but that is an impossible bar to clear at this stage in his career. Travis Kelce can certainly still help you. He can certainly still be a productive player and sort of get in where you fit in. But I think the hope should be this upcoming season that Rice is their number one pass catching option. That Xavier Worthy is their number two pass catching option. That maybe Hollywood Brown is ahead of him in the power ranking chart. You shouldn't be giving a 35, 36-year-old tight end with the amount of miles that he has played and put on his body. He shouldn't be a guy that's in the top 15 in targets this year. So if the Chiefs are going to use him, I think more in line with where he should be in his career, sort of what we saw Gronk at the end of his career with Tampa Bay, I think that is the perfect role for Travis Kelce. I don't care what numbers he puts up in the regular season. It doesn't matter anymore. His Hall of Fame candidacy is built. He's had the 1,000-yard seasons. He's had the all-pro seasons. He's been on the all-decade team. Travis Kelce's legacy in that regard is solidified. It is about getting him to the finish line as healthy and as fresh as possible and able to give you those big postseason performances that he has given you in the past. That needs to be the goal and the expectation this year for where Travis Kelce is at this stage in the career. And now it's about Xavier Worthy putting up numbers in the regular season and Rice putting up numbers in the regular season and Hollywood Brown bouncing back. You don't need 1,000 yards from Travis Kelce this year. You need 700 yards and him to be healthy for the final 3 to 4 games of the season. We'll continue talking about the NFL. Coming up on the other side, the Ravens make a big move and go sign Jaire Alexander to a 1-year contract. We'll talk about it. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
This man was a bona fide scrub.
On 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. We're going to talk about Jair Alexander coming up in just a bit. Someone just texted in, CDOT, in what world do you think that Hollywood should have more targets than Kelce? If Kelce is actually in the shape that they say he is, he should be closer to the player that he was 2 years ago. I just don't believe that that Travis Kelce exists anymore. And maybe that is just a difference of opinion that we have, and that's certainly fine. I just don't think the Travis Kelce that 2 seasons ago had 110 catches for 1,300 yards and 12 touchdowns, I just don't believe that's the Travis Kelce that plays for the Chiefs anymore. And that's fine. They don't need him to be that for this upcoming season. That's why you have spent the resources that they've spent the last 2 years on wide receivers. That's why you spent a first-round pick to go get Xavier Worthy. That's why you spent a high second-round pick to go get Rashee Rice. That's why you brought in Hollywood Brown. That's why you re-signed Noah Gray to the deal that he has. I don't think you need Travis Kelce to be a 152-target kind of guy. To give you an example, last year there were 40 players in the NFL that had at least 100 targets. Only three of them are over the age of 30. Kelce is one of them, and he is by far and away the oldest player. The other one is Devontae Adams, Mike Evans, and Cooper Kupp. All of those guys are 31. This is a young man's game. That's been my biggest point about Kelce the entire time. Like, we believe the concept that Father Time is undefeated. You are seeing the effects of Father Time on Kelce. Now, he has done a really good job staying ahead of it for the most part, but I think you were starting to see this is what a 35-year-old looks like. He doesn't create the separation anymore. You don't get those explosive plays anymore. He's not the mismatch that he was 2-3 years ago. And I don't think you need him to be that anymore in a baseball sense. We never do a cross-sport comparison. Kelce used to be your third and fourth hitter. Now you're perfectly fine if he's your sixth or seventh hitter. You don't need him to hit 30 home runs anymore. Hit 15. Hit 260. Hit 15 home runs. Play some good defense, certainly a guy that you can have in your lineup, and certainly a guy that's going to be a top 3 or 4 pass-catching option for you. So that's kind of where I am with Kelce this year. It is time for the Chiefs offense to move away from the 35-year-old who's going to be 36 years old in the middle of the season. His birthday's in October. It's time for them to move away from the 26-year-old and lean into the 22, 23-year-olds. That's where the explosive plays are going to come from your offense. They're going to come from the 20-somethings, not the mid-30-something-year-old players.
And, I mean, we talked about it yesterday. We're talking about it to start the show today. In the best way possible for the Chiefs, we talked about it yesterday with targets. There is absolutely no reason Travis Kelce should lead the team in targets this year. And that's not an insult to him. It's if Rashee Rice is the player the Chiefs are talking like he is, fans believe he is, and I believe he is, because I think I'm a little bit higher on Rashee Rice than you are, then Rashee Rice should become that guy. Rashee Rice should become you want him looking, getting the ball on 3rd and 6. He's that go-to target. That's what happens when you're 35. I made the analogy earlier in the week. It might have been yesterday. It may have been earlier. That the Chiefs should handle Travis Kelce this year the way Tampa Bay handled Rob Gronkowski. They had Evans. They had Godwin. And then Gronk slid in right there. And Gronk was still good and still productive. And no one disliked what Gronk was giving Tampa Bay in 2020. That's what the Chiefs should do. Hey, we have Rice, we have Worthy, and Kelce will slide in. It'll make this offense better. But if Kelsey's going to have 175 targets this year, there are going to be times the offense looks like it's in a slog because Travis Kelce just isn't the Travis Kelce of 10 years ago. And that's life. The Chiefs have to adapt to that life, and I think their offense should and can.
If you want the Chiefs to get back to his explosiveness, these 36-year-old tight end is not the center of explosiveness. That's just not where you get explosive plays from. You get them from the young guns. You get them from the 24 to 26-year-old players. You just don't get those from guys who have been playing in the NFL as long as Kelce's been in the league. And again, that's fine that that's the case. I want to play this for you, and we'll talk about Jair Alexander. Here is the quarterback of the team. He was asked if he talked to Travis this offseason about his plans.
We never talked about it. I think you have that in the back of your mind. I mean, for anybody that's played a lot of football seasons, there's always a chance that if they're going to come back and put – you have to put in the work. You have to put in the work in the offseason. I think everybody wants to play the games, but putting in the work in the offseasons where stuff gets strenuous. And so for him, I think it was just recalibrating, seeing where he's at. And then, I mean, from what I've seen, I think y'all can see it, man, he's ready to go. I mean, he's been putting in the work this offseason, and he's excited for another chance to make a run at it.
That was Patrick Mahomes earlier today as he met with the media talking about Travis Kelce. We'll get back to that coming up in a bit. We're also going to head to Baltimore coming up in about 5 minutes or so to be joined by Cordell Woodland, who covers the team. The Ravens make a move today. They go out and they get Jair Alexander, the very talented corner from the Green Bay Packers. He recently was released. He has signed a one-year deal to go play with the Baltimore Ravens. So this is the information from Adam Schefter, former Packers corner Jair Alexander, signed a one-year, $6 million deal with the Ravens. He turned down more to be in Baltimore with his former college teammate, Lamar Jackson. A step further, this is a one-year, $4 million deal with him having the ability to earn $2 million more in incentives, a $6 million max value. This is a tremendous contract for the Ravens. I have my injury concerns about Jair Alexander, but if healthy, he is one of the most productive and one of the more proven corners in the National Football League. Every team in the league would have taken Jair Alexander at this price. 1 year, $4 million. I'm assuming probably three of that is guaranteed. We haven't gotten all of those financials yet, but a 1 year, $4 million deal will give you the ability to earn another two and get it to six. For you picking up a corner in the middle of June, you're not going to find too many better contracts at this stage of the NFL season than the one that the Ravens just got Jair Alexander from. I think it is very important, that second sentence from Adam Schefter, he turned down more to play with his former teammate, Lamar Jackson. This is what I think happened. I think Lamar gave him a call. And I think the conversation went something like this. Hey, man, how's it going? You know, a little back and forth, a little chit-chat. And ultimately, I think the conversation started to shift to, I need you. Help me get over the hump. We don't got to go deep into the postseason struggles that Lamar Jackson and the Ravens have had. And I'm reading a story about Lamar, how he's frustrated and how he vows this is going to be different. And no, I got it. You need help getting over the top. You've come real close. You've won playoff games. You played in the AFC Championship game. You won MVP multiple times. But as I always say, in order to do great things, you need great teammates. And if you got a teammate right now that's looking for a job, and you certainly know you got the pull to convince him to come play with you, this is a no-brainer situation. To me, this is a player that called out to one of his homies, we need to team up and beat the Chiefs. We're tired of losing to the Chiefs. I know you're tired of it too. You weren't even in the AFC, and you've seen how they dominate this league. Why don't you come together and we can make magic and let's try to beat the Kansas City Chiefs? That's what this move sounds like to me. Give Jair Alexander a lot of credit. A lot of these dudes hit free agency and they tell you that winning is most important, how they want to win a championship. And ultimately, they end up taking the most money to go play for the Carolina Panthers. How many times have we seen that kind of story? We saw that with DeAndre Hopkins a couple of years ago. Oh, I want to play with a proven quarterback. Bro, you went to go sign with the Titans. It wasn't that important for you to sign with a winning organization. You were chasing the bag, and that's fine. Go get your money. I'm not mad at that. So I give Jair Alexander a lot of credit for walking it like he talks it. Hey, I want to go win a championship. I want to go compete. You sign with the Ravens. They're going to give you a chance to compete. They're going to give you a chance to win a championship. And I really think that Lamar made a phone call. I think he put the word in. Hey, I need you. Let's go beat the Chiefs. You're willing to take less money to go play in Baltimore? And you are taking this because of Lamar Jackson? Lamar has to know what we know. We got a championship quality team. We need a little more help getting over the hump. We need a couple more pieces. You could be the missing piece. You also haven't won a Super Bowl. Rob, that's what I think the play was to try to get Jaire Alexander to Baltimore.
I know Chiefs fans are the first fan base to discount the Ravens, and I get why. The Ravens, of all teams in the NFL, the Ravens cannot overcome the Chiefs hurdle, not just in the postseason, but they can never seem to beat the Chiefs, period. I think there's been like one win the Ravens got. So I get why Chiefs fans are dismissive of the Ravens. But man, oh man, if Jaire Alexander is healthy, which I will fully admit is a massive if, like super caps, like the Microsoft Word 72 if. If he's healthy, the Ravens have the best secondary in the NFL.
But really quickly, though, we say that, though, if he's healthy, man, at this price, I don't even know if it really matters as much. Like, this is worth taking it. The same way that we applaud the Chiefs for going to get Hollywood Brown on the cheap, and that's a good contract that they got Hollywood Brown. I mean, that's also the same question. If Hollywood stays healthy, doesn't really have a proven track record of being healthy, but if you get a healthy Hollywood Brown, that's a huge positive for the Kansas City Chiefs. And if he doesn't stay healthy this year, then you didn't really spend a whole lot of money to figure out. Man, the salary cap is $292 million. If you're telling me for $4 million we can go get Jaire Alexander in the middle of June, sign me up. That's a player that if he was available in the middle part of the season, if your team traded a sixth-round draft pick for, you'd be excited about. Now, the injuries concern is legitimate. He has played 14 games in the last two seasons. So certainly no question about it. If he's healthy, there's no proof that he's going to stay healthy at this point. But at the amount of money that they're paying him, I'm sorry. You got to at least take the dice roll. Got to. It's a no-brainer, in my opinion. We're talking about a guy the last time that he was healthy was second-team All-Pro and has been second-team All-Pro two of the last five seasons when he's been able to stay healthy. So, yeah, there certainly is a knock-on-wood component of can he stay healthy? No question about it. But for the amount of money that they're paying Jaire Alexander, I think you had to take the opportunity. You had to roll the dice if you were them. Rob, one thing that you said, and we'll be joined by Cordell Woodland coming up here momentarily, you are right. If you look at the Ravens' depth chart, this is a team that I think has made some nice additions to their team and continues to have one of the better defensive rosters. Like, if you're telling me right now their secondary is as follows, you got Nate Wiggins, Kyle Hamilton, you got Malachi Starks. I really like that draft pick out of Georgia. Jaire Alexander and Marlon Humphrey. If that's your secondary, you're right. This is a team that can match up with just about anybody, and you're certainly going to need that in the AFC when you got to go up against Patrick Mahomes and or Josh Allen and some of the other young, talented QBs. You want as many weapons that you can throw at them as possible, and the Ravens go pick up another one with Jaire Alexander. Let's go to the phone lines right now to be joined by Cordell Woodland. Let's get his thoughts on the move that the Ravens just had going to pick up Jaire Alexander. Cordell, man, happy to have you on the show today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely, man. What's the reaction been to the Ravens making this move?
Well, I think all smiles right now, you know, the rich get richer. And I was listening to you just now kind of breaking down a lot of the pieces that they have on that side of the ball. And it's a lot of big names and just added another one. And the question marks are the obvious ones, you know, health. But when healthy and on the field, he is an elite talent at his position. So I'm curious to see how this works out. But on paper, the Ravens roster is looking about as good as it can possibly be.
It sounds to me like Lamar Jackson played a very vital role in going out to go get Jaire Alexander. At least that's how the tweet from Adam Schefter reads off.
Yeah, I mean, and look, we spoke to Lamar yesterday following their first minicamp practice, and they're wrapping things up today in a little bit. But, Lamar he wasn't shy about his desire that he wanted his former Louisville teammate in Jaire Alexander, jokingly saying, you know, Eric, go get him. But I don't think that was a surprise. I don't think, you know, it's a surprise that Lamar wants him. And I'm not shocked to see that, you know, Lamar aggressively went in front of the camera and said that. He's done this a little bit here over the last couple of years. He did it 2 years ago during his contract negotiation where he asked the Ravens for Odell Beckham or D-Hop. He got Odell Beckham 2 years ago. He now has D-Hop now, and now they go get Jaire Alexander. A piece of me is a little surprised that the Ravens went and pulled the trigger on this just because of the injury questions, and they have had injury issues with some of their key guys, key acquisitions they brought in the past. So I am a little surprised to see them actually pull the trigger on this, but it seems like he punted on better offers to come play with Lamar and this Ravens team, and I think that's A, because Lamar is here, but also I think he looks at this roster and can't help but envision what they could be.
Yeah, I think there's no way to kind of avoid that if you're looking at the Ravens. If the Ravens secondary stays healthy, and obviously with Jaire Alexander, that is a big question mark. He's played in 14 games the last 2 years. If Jaire Alexander is healthy, this is one of the three best secondaries in the entire league.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. I mean, you got Kyle Hamilton back there who I think, if not now, in the future, Kyle Hamilton will be looked at as one of, if not the best defensive players in football. I think he could make the argument he's already possibly the best safety in the league right now. And you combine that with Marlon Humphrey, who had a really good year last year, and Marlon at his best, it can play at a all-pro caliber as well. And look, they drafted Nate Wiggins with the first-round pick last year, and I just walked out of minicamp, and he's in there getting interceptions right now. So, I mean, it looks good on that side of the ball. They added Chidobe Awuzie. They drafted Malachi Starks, who I'm very high on. Look, it all looks good right now in June. We'll have to see how it plays out in the season.
Right now, we're talking to Cordell Woodland for a couple of minutes here, learning a little bit more about Jaire Alexander, who has signed a contract with the Baltimore Ravens. Cordell, this to me feels like Lamar put the call in and said, I need help to go beat Patrick Mahomes. Maybe I'm just seeing that based in Kansas City, but when you hear that he had other offers there, he then goes to take less money to go play with his former college teammate in Lamar Jackson. This just feels like Lamar sort of understands the urgency of which this organization needs to play with and kind of, quote, called in the favor to bring his friend there. Hey, I need your help getting over the hump. You don't have a championship. I don't have a championship. Let's team up to go beat Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if it's necessarily specific to Mahomes, but look, granted, everybody in the AFC is trying to beat that team. But the issue for the Ravens is they lost to the Bills last year. And it's always somebody. It's whether it's the Chiefs, the Bills, whoever. Come playoff time, it just feels like they haven't been able to get over the hump. So I think it's definitely about that. I don't know if they're necessarily, trying to power up to beat anybody in specific. They've had arguably the best roster on paper multiple times and haven't gone on to win this thing. So, this isn't the first time that I think going into the season that they've had the best roster, at least looking at it. But it's all about them playing at that level that they're supposed to play at in January. They can make all the moves that they want. The questions will still be there. Can they win it in January? Can they make it to the Super Bowl and eventually win it? But no doubt, I think this is a call that Lamar is making to try to get this team to be as best as they could possibly be, because after this season, this roster will look different. There won't guys like Marlon Humphrey, he may not be in Baltimore anymore, so this could be their last bite at the apple with this version of the Baltimore Ravens.
Cordell, as you guys are watching minicamp, have you started lying to yourself about DeAndre Hopkins, starting to convince yourself that he has one more really good year left?
I've always been high on D-Hop, to be honest with you. I have. I've always been high on him, and I still am. Now, I understand where he is at this stage of his career. The Chiefs, they're just – have a plethora of riches, man, and you've got Patty Mahomes who can throw it to whoever he wants to, and I think the weird thing for him and the Chiefs last year in the second half was, as the year, especially in the back end of the season, they started to get healthier with their receivers, and so it just became to the point to where at one point they didn't have enough, and now they've got a bunch of guys out there that they can throw on the field to play receiver. So it was weird, and it's always weird joining a team mid-year as a wide receiver. So I'm not surprised that that worked out the way that it did, but I still think D-Hop is a valuable asset. He's still very quarterback friendly. He's still got really great hands. He still has a great catch radius. His separation numbers aren't great, but it's been a while since they have been. He makes his living off of going to get contested catches. And the good thing for him and the Ravens, they have plenty of guys that win in one-on-one situations that do separate. So if D-Hop is the one guy on the field that has to go get a contested ball, that ain't the worst thing in the world for them. And I think that they're just looking for somebody else to make those scramble drill plays to help Lamar out down the field. So they're not super dependent on him. You know, looking at it, he's probably, if you combine the tight ends, he's probably like wide receiver 4 or 5 really on this team. But I do think there will be a role for him, and I think that role could – definitely be on third downs. I think he'll help them out a lot.
Oh, Cordell, you'll see. I can just hear it in your voice. You're so hopeful. You're so optimistic. I remember we had somebody on from Buffalo, and they said this exact same thing about when they added Von Miller. You'll see. Come November, December, nah. I can't wait to talk to you about how frustrated you are that D-Hop has 215 yards receiving.
Well, I'll say in fairness that, look, he's joining an offense that statistically was probably the best offense in football last year. So he has Zay Flowers over here. He has Rashad Bateman, who had a monster year last year. Mark Andrews led all tight ends and touchdown catches. Isaiah Likely is pretty good. And, oh, Derrick Henry's in the backfield as well. So, I mean, he just has to just blend in. Honestly, I've said it on my show. I'm not looking for DeAndre Hopkins to do anything statistically. I don't have a statistical number. His impact is going to be measured, I think, in moments, in certain plays, pivotal moments of the game. That's what I'm looking at. But I think looking at him statistically at this stage of his career, yeah, you're going to be disappointed.
That is our guy, Cordell Woodland, joining us on the show. The Ravens, they make a – I like this move for the Ravens. I was arguing this, Cordell, right before you came on. At this price, it is almost a free roll. If it doesn't work at a one-year, $4 million base salary, you are not devastated if Jaire Alexander isn't the player that you think he's going to be. You either release him in the middle of the season, or a team tries to trade for him because they think he has a little something left. You get a sixth round pick and you move on. At that price, there's really no reason not to sign him.
And you're getting a guy that's motivated, that's looking to show that he can still play at a high level, can still be, you know, a guy that's not a distraction in the locker room. And the fact that he turned down more money to go to come play here in Baltimore, that lets you know he wants to be here. So that's all you can ask for a guy right there. But yeah, you get a guy at his level for $4 million, yeah, you just take that and run.
That is our guy Cordell Woodland joining us on the show. Cordell, man, we appreciate you as always.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Absolutely, man. That is our guy Cordell Woodland joining us on the show. Let's talk more about this on the other side. Remember how yesterday we said there's certain things that you tell yourself or that happen when your baseball team is bad and these things happen throughout the year? And you're like, oh, things are going to turn yourself around. He did all of the things you say when you're trying to convince yourself that a veteran player toward the end of his road can actually help you for this upcoming season. We'll go through it. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
Hey, it's Lucas Ersig from the Kansas City Royals. You're listening to The Drive with CDOT on 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, I want to replay this for you guys. It just tickled me a little bit. And coming up at the top of the hour, do you guys remember the AI story that we played for you yesterday? Well, we have an update on the story. So there was a story about artificial intelligence and relationships on CBS's morning show. We played it yesterday. It is still mind-blowing audio to me. But we have an update now on the story. We'll play that for you coming up at the top of the hour. But we just had Cordell Woodland on to talk about Jair Alexander. And the Ravens this offseason, they also signed DeAndre Hopkins. So shout out to D-Hop. Played last year in Kansas City, and I asked Cordell Woodland, were they starting to drink the DeAndre Hopkins Kool-Aid? He is about to say almost every cliche you say when you sign a veteran player that you think could be cooked, you think he could be done, but man, you're just hoping that he has one more productive season for you.
And it's always weird joining a team mid-year as a wide receiver, so I'm not surprised that that worked out the way that it did, but I still think D-Hop is a valuable asset. He's still very quarterback-friendly. He's still got really great hands. He still has a great catch radius. His separation numbers aren't great, but it's been a while since they have been. He makes his living off of going to get contested catches, and the good thing for him and the Ravens, they have plenty of guys that win in one-on-one situations that do separate. So if D-Hop is the one guy on the field that has to go get a contested ball, that ain't the worst thing in the world for them. And I think that they're just looking for somebody else to make those scramble drill plays to help Lamar out down the field. So they're not super dependent on him. Looking at it, he's probably, if you combine the tight ends, he's probably like wide receiver 4 or 5 really on this team. But I do think there will be a role for him, and I think that role could – definitely be on third downs. I think he'll help them out a lot.
Hey, I'm telling you right now, all of those things are code for washed or not really productive. Anytime that you try to convince yourself, oh, we can just use that guy in the red zone and in short yardage situations. What about all the other times? Like anytime you got to start saying, well, I know the separation numbers aren't there, but they're not really asking that much of them. Well, I'm sorry, if you can't create consistent separation, it's just hard for you to get a lot of opportunities in the National Football League, especially with Lamar. He ain't really throwing a lot of guys open. There are a lot of strengths that Lamar Jackson has. That's not really one of them. So if you're not somebody that can consistently get open, you're going to have a tough time being very productive in the offense. And if you're banking on him being a, well, when the play breaks down, he can find the open space. I mean, yeah. At this point, you should know what DeAndre Hopkins is. He said it. Hey, wide receiver 4, wide receiver 5. I get why the Chiefs went out there and made a move. There were very limited options. It was probably still the best option. But I remember last year. I mean, you guys were kind of doing the same thing too. Oh, well, they're just saving him for the postseason. Okay. All right. I mean, now kind of seems like the time where you would start to turn things up a little bit. Hey, why is he not on the field? Why are they not using him more? Oh, they're just saving him. Chiefs don't want to show their hand too much in the regular season. You guys are overreacting. Okay, all right, I mean, I guess we'll see what happens in the postseason. And then we saw there ain't nothing there. Wide receiver especially is a young man's game. He ain't young no more. Talking about a 30-year-old, often injured wide receiver. You cannot go into the season depending on him to be a valuable asset for you. Now, it doesn't sound like that's what the Ravens are. We'll see what happens. You certainly know this is the team that the Chiefs are going to see at some point this season. They're one of the five best teams in the National Football League. I don't care what is happening in the AFC. It will usually come down to at some point Kansas City has to play Baltimore, Buffalo, or a Cincinnati type that kind of pops up out of nowhere. That's how it's going to go for the next handful of years while Kansas City sits at the top of the throne. But the Ravens today made a move that I think makes a lot of sense. You go get Jaire Alexander on a one-year, $4 million deal. It can be up to $6 million. You will live with that every time. And if you get 9 games of Jaire Alexander and he could possibly help you in the postseason, I think that's a trade that you would take given the financials and given what you are paying Jaire Alexander for this season. Rob, so I actually cut some audio for you that I want you to hear. And the reason I want you to hear this is you're a big Tank 7 guy, right? That's your favorite Boulevard beer. Now, I had never heard this before. Maybe you had never heard this before. I'm going to play for you the story of how we got Tank 7 and how Tank 7 got its name.
So back in around 2007, we were making a beer called Saison Brett. It's a Belgian Saison that we inoculate with a wild yeast strain when we put it in the bottles or keg. But that yeast is really finicky, right? It's hard to control. It's hard to get it to do what we want to do. Okay. And so the yeast hadn't propped up. It hadn't grown enough for us to add it to a tank of this Belgian Saison. And so we had this fermenter full of this beer, and rather than dumping it, one of the brewers was like, hey, what if we like dry hop this? So they did it. And so when this dry hop Saison was in that fermenter, the brewers would come by and take a sample out.
Yeah.
And people would walk by and they were like, what are you drinking? And they're like, we don't know. It's whatever's in tank number 7, because it was in a fermentation tank vessel number 7. So the brewers became really fond of this dry hop Saison.
And you know if the brewers are drinking it.
It's got to be good, right?
It's good.
There was a beer fest in Power and Light, and they put some of this beer in a keg, and that won like best in show. So the brewers came back to our marketing department at the time. They're like, we have this beer, this dry hop Saison. We think it's great. When they were like, we got the perfect name for it. We're going to call it the Poet of the Plains. And the brewers were like, hell no, we're going to call it Tank 7 because it's the only thing that tank ever did that was worth a damn, right?
Yeah.
So Tank 7 was born.
Look at that, Rob. You probably had no clue. I cut that audio myself because I wanted you to hear that's your favorite beer. I'm going to guess that that's probably their second most popular beer behind Boulevard Wheat. You certainly would know more than me. I only drink the Boulevard Wheat or the Quirks. I don't really drink too many of the other beers. You know what? I do like the Rattler that they have. The Lemon Rattler. Then for a while there, they had the little Cranberry Rattler, little Orange Rattler. But I'm normally staying in my Quirk lane. I like the Cherry or I like the Strawberry Quirk, or I go get a Boulevard Wheat. But I know some of you are very fond of the Tank 7. Now, that's a little too advanced for me. I don't want a Tank 7. I took a sip out of that, and I didn't want no more of it. I don't want nothing to do with the Tank 7. But if you ever wanted to know how Tank 7 got its name, how Tank 7 got its origins, that's the story.
I mean, that's, first off, I'm happy it's called Tank 7 and not the Poet of the Plains. I don't know why I'd be like, oh man, you know, I love the Poet of the Plains. Good job, Brewers, for shooting down that terrible name. But Tank 7 is the best beer Boulevard offers, full stop. Boulevard Wheat is good. Boulevard Pale Ale, also very good. I go to the brew house every once, well, not the brew house, the brew hall every once in a while. I try some of their experimental beers. They don't really do a bad job with anything. But Tank 7 is their best beer, and I'm happy that I now know the story of how it came to be. I'm also not surprised you don't mess around with Tank 7. That's a very hoppy Saison. There's a lot of words back there you have no interest in.
I don't know what hoppy means. I don't know what Saison means. You're throwing a lot of big words at me, and I don't know what they mean, so I'm going to take them as a sign of disrespect. I'm not drinking that Space Camper that you guys are drinking on.
Also incredible.
I'm not drinking the Nutcracker.
Also
great. What
other
beers do they have? I'm not fooling with it. I'm not saying they're bad beers. And if that's what you like, great. Drink responsibly. I'm just telling you, I will not be participating in any form of a tank seven. Not the can, not a draft, not a bottle, not a nothing. I don't want a tank seven. I've had all the tank seven in my life that I'm going to have. I took two sips. I'm good.
I would pay money to watch you drink a bourbon barreled IPA. Those are good.
No thanks. If I'm at your house and you offer me something, you're like, hey, I got something to drink. Oh, what do you have to drink? Oh, we got water or tank seven. I'll take the water. Thank you. I'll take water. It's good. Is it cold? You know what? Doesn't even matter if it's cold. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Yeah, I don't want it. You got it. Coming up at the top of the hour, we are going to take a detour. I have an update on one of the craziest stories we have ever talked about on this show. Keep it right here. So drive.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.